from Union Station in Ogden, Utah, in conjunction with Ogden's First Friday Arts Stroll and Ogden City Arts, this is Van Sessions, a podcast where musicians cram in a van and perform live acoustic sets.
All right, welcome out to Van Sessions, where we play live music sets in a van down by the railroad tracks. My name is R. Brandon Long, alongside Todd at the top. We are the Banyan Collective. Tonight, Van Sessions is proud to partner with Ogden City Arts and Ogden's First Friday Art Stroll, along with co-producer Ian White of Miniature Planets. Thank you, Ian. Tonight's show is recorded live as a podcast. You can find all Van Sessions podcasts on iTunes and Spotify by simply searching Van Sessions. Find all other Banyan Collective podcasts, including the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, and literally by searching the Banyan Collective on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Do us a favor and share the love tonight. Use hashtag Van Sessions or hashtag Ogden Arts in all of your social media posts. Up now on Van Sessions, this is Jill Johnson.
My chest is in flames, my lungs are deflated, my pale skin is bruised, and my body is naked. I found myself in my own working way, 'cause when your hands quit, well, the both of mine stayed, and I turned into you. God, I turned into you. And all that I did was love you too much. Oh, and all that you did was not love me enough. So take off your face, oh God, you need help. I pray that for once you think of someone other than yourself. Oh, I turned into you. God, I turned into you. The lights are still on, and you're still asleep. I wish you were awake, staring back at me. There might not be tears falling from my eyes. I'm sure that today there'll be tears in the sky. Oh, and all that I did was love you too much. Oh, and all that you did was not love me enough, and I turned into you. God, I turned into you.
Jill Johnson with guitarist Chase Birch. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So, love song. Weird, because we're dealing with a couple that is not together right now in lead singer and guitarist. Is this something we talk about, or we just keep moving forward here?
Let's just keep moving forward.
Yeah. So, okay. Is that weird to sing about? That these songs were written before.
Yeah.
How old are these songs?
These are maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. So they came from a different place than where you're at, like, today.
Yeah.
So is it weird singing the songs today when they came from where they came from?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you write songs, this is original song.
Yeah.
Is this something where you just sit down, start writing, and then put some chords to it, or do you have the chords that you feel like need lyrics? What's your style?
It kind of just depends. I feel like usually I try and sit down and do it all at the same time with chords and then the lyrics, but sometimes I'll think of like more of writing and poetry and put that in a notebook and then come back to it and turn it into something. But usually it's when I'm in a really sad state that I can really put it together.
Okay, so listen to the Bandcamp songs, right? I don't know. You have some YouTube out there as well? Or
no, just Bandcamp.
Just Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. And that was a noticeable theme, a little melancholy. Is that you just working through stuff?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to write like a happy song. It feels really cheesy, so...
After done writing a sad song, do you feel happier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because you get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is an interesting phenomenon that happens when you're trying to deal with whatever emotion, right?
Yeah. It feels really good to sing a really sad song.
So hit us with another one. And you can go ahead and introduce it. And then when we come back, let's talk about where you're at now in... Because this isn't your only... I mean, you have other stuff going on as an artist. So let's talk about that as well as soon as this... After this next song.
Cool. All right, this song is called Girl with Scissors. To accept that no one can make you a home. But what hurts the most is if you don't know how to live alone. Oh, when I'm deep solving now, do whatever you're doing, but at your deepest core, remain at ease, calm, cool, and centered. Scissors, 'cause everything's divided. So I'm blowing out these matches, 'cause everyone believes it's always two-sided. In the morning the sun will spark and I'll close the curtains and bathe in the dark. You said you can't promise me shit, then you took the best of me and buried it. Ooh. Ooh. I'm sure I'll be fine and I'll wear black until the day I die. Tell myself that things are looking up, but really they're just all fucked up. Ooh.
Jill Johnson, everybody. On guitar, Chase Birch. Thanks, Chase. So, Jill, you grew up from a religious family, from what I know of you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, well, you're using some swear words here. And so I'm assuming that we're not following in those religious footsteps. Are we, you're using music, how much do you dive into the lyrics or use it as a cathartic voice for yourself to get through some of that in the past?
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, my family's all very religious, but I feel like I've tried not to make them feel offended or feel like I'm doing it despite them. So a lot of it has been pretty private, and I feel like my family slowly started to come and, you know, bring all my nieces and nephews to the shows, and that's fun for me, but I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm not going to play that one song, you know, because my little niece is out there.
So. Out of respect, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So how long have you been playing music? When did you start?
I've always liked to play, but I never really got into it seriously until probably like 3 years ago. So.
Tell me something Chase doesn't know about you. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That was a long shot. I was just going to see if you could like think of something. Like, I've been holding out and I'm just waiting until a live podcast where I can let everybody know. That was pretty good. So on this, now you tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
Still? Yep. Is that like full-time job?
Yeah, that's my full-time job, yeah.
Okay. Compare the arts, tattooing and music.
Well, I never knew I was going to do tattooing until this last year. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was just going to do art. And I got my bachelor's up at Utah State. But music has always just kind of been more of a hobby for me, more just something I do for fun. Whereas tattooing is something that I'm going to do as like a lifetime career. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Can you, is that possible? I don't know. The industry, is that something you can make a living from, I guess, as a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
If you're good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. So what I was going to ask is, because looking at the Bandcamp stuff and trying to find music from you, it wasn't easy to find. So the question was, well, where does that sit in your priority?
You know? And the last year I haven't really done much. I used to play like a ton of house shows up in Logan, and I played a little bit at Kilby Court in Salt Lake, but the last year I haven't really done a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. But I have a couple friends here in Ogden that I'm starting to meet up with and hopefully start playing more regularly.
Hey, Ogden has a good scene. I hear there's a van. It's a good place to play.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear another song, and then let's talk influences when we come back. Go ahead and introduce this one.
All right. So this is actually a cover. This one's not mine. And this song is called Don't Let the Kids Win by Julia Jacklin. Don't let the kids win, just let them loose. They're not gonna learn anything if that's the way you choose to play. Don't let the kids win, just let them fall. Don't want them growing up thinking 3-year-olds are good at playing basketball. Don't let your grandmother die while you're away. A cheap trip to Thailand's not gonna make up for never getting to say goodbye. And don't let your brother stop thinking you're cool. Yeah, no, he's got a girlfriend now and he's taller. That don't mean he stopped looking up to you. And I've got a feeling this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. Don't let your friends turn cold while you burn the dreams. When they walk off the stage, go and embrace them. Say that's the best shit you've ever seen. And don't let your sister walk down the aisle without pulling her close, saying I love you. And it's okay if I don't see you for a while. And I've got a feeling this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. Don't let the years go by without sitting your mother down, asking what life was like for her before you came to be around, and tell her it's okay if she puts herself first. Us kids will be alright if we're not the center of a universe. And I've got a feeling this won't ever change. We're gonna keep on getting older. It's gonna keep on feeling strange. And after a late one, I don't know anything except the more keep on talking, the less breath I got left to sing.
Nice. Jill Johnson on guitar, Chase Birch. Thank you. Again, this is Van Sessions. We are a live podcast from a van down by the railroad tracks. You can find Van Sessions podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Simply search Van Sessions. So, Jill, what would you say, who's your influences when it comes to music? What's your favorite to listen to?
Mostly female singers. Very slow, sad stuff.
Name a couple you like.
Julia Jacklin, who I just played. I like Molly Birch.
No relation.
No.
Chase, yeah.
Not related.
Yeah.
And Angel Olsen. I like a lot of her stuff. But, yeah.
When did you start listening to that? Because growing up in your family or whatnot, maybe pop or whatever, like when did you start get introduced to like more of an alternative sound?
I have five older sisters.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had a pretty good taste in music. So ever since I was really little, I had some good music. But more female singers probably my beginning college days. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So describe your sound.
I don't know. I always just say singer-songwriter, just slow. Sad.
So yeah, that's what goes on like the bio, right? Singer, yeah. Songwriter, sad. Slow, sad.
Crying music, yeah.
Sarah wants to know why you cut your hair.
Chase was like, you should buzz all your hair off, and so then I did.
Well, this explains a lot, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe, it was a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you. I know we reached out last minute to have you on Van Session, so I appreciate you stepping in super last minute.
Yeah, no problem.
So thanks a ton. Anything else we should know about you? Or where can we find your music? Just Bandcamp?
Yeah, just Bandcamp. Just okay. Jill Johnson. So.
Well, I hope you keep at it. I really enjoy this. I know the tattoo artist thing is the full... Actually, you get paid. You know, that's important.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to hear new music coming from you in the future.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
Take us out, one last song.
All right. This song is called The Twilight Zone. It's my most recent song I've written. Sometimes words are hard to understand, and the better things said are the ones that aren't planned. I can't decipher what is real, it's all unknown, and I'm waking up each Sunday in the twilight zone. Could repeat myself till let go soft, 'cause once I get rambling, it's hard for me to stop. You draw a picture of my face and hang it up. Some people call it art, but I would call it love. I'm still thinking about my last birthday, but every time I do, you always get in the way. I still tell myself that I'm okay. It gets easier to believe when we're in the same place. Looking, I step outside. The sky's wrapped in a blanket, and I'm the only one alive. But through the window, your eyes are glued on mine. I realize yours are blue for the very first time.
Joel Johnson. Thank you so much, along with guitarist Chase Birch.